The following podcast is brought to you by BetDSI.com. The NFL and college seasons are heating up, so what are you doing on the sidelines? Get in the game with BetDSI. They've been paying winners for 20 years now, and with a reputation for great service and fast payouts, it's easy to know why BetDSI is the place to play, win, and get paid. Anytime, anywhere. BetDSI has every wager you could ever imagine, whether it's the NFL, college football, Major League Baseball, the NBA, UFC, esports, global sports. I mean, if it's happening, BetDSI is putting a line on it. You can even bet on politics and celebrities. Plus, you can bet live with BetDSI's live betting option. So stop hanging out on the sidelines and get started with BetDSI. You'll get some extra bang for your buck right now, too. BetDSI is offering you podcast listeners an extra 25% bonus, but only when you use the promo code WIN125. Don't leave your money on the table. Use promo code WIN125 and get the special podcast listener 125% bonus. Just visit BetDSI.com. That's BetDSI.com and use promo code WIN125. Don't stand on the sidelines. To win it, you have to be in it. Visit BetDSI.com right now. That's BetDSI.com. Promo code WIN125.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Buku Daiquiris and Cajun Eats on Richmond. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5
and on SportsMap 94.1.
Today's Blitz Rewind starts now.
In part, I was probably a little more affected by the Bob McNair thing than I thought I would be. At one time, a pretty good friendship.
I weighed the last couple years heavier than most people did. The dude has been sick, and maybe it was...
Sick and old are not a good combination.
It's not.
His management style was always hire the best people and give them all the tools they need. Never got the right guy in football. Kind of sad that the team never got where he wanted it to get to. He's not going to be around to see it now.
Pretty interesting game tonight, I think, between Texans and Titans. From a selfish perspective, I don't want it to be close. We've got to do so much stuff for SportsMap.
And neither one of these teams typically go around blowing other teams out. I think we're in for a three-point game.
It's going to come down to overtime again. I'm going to have two things written. I'm not going to be able to do anything until somebody wins the game. I think the Texans will pull it out. I think it's going to be one of those grimy Washington-Denver type wins.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hour number three, 713-780-ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at my name, Jong, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show, 713-780-3776. You missed the first 2 hours, that's some of what you missed. A lot of other good stuff. And yes, it is all about me when it comes down to the Texans game. I'm selfish that way.
Yeah.
Fred, what was the new gift website from Scott? Giftingmap.com. Please go check it out.
Gifting Map.
I made a bad decision here. I just looked up the 10-day forecast.
Oh, I thought you were talking about your dog.
Well, no. That's not for public consumption.
Oh, okay.
Other than we're getting a Dalmatian puppy.
Yeah.
But Saturday, December 8th, is when I fly into Saskatchewan.
Okay.
Minus 8 degrees.
Oh,
it's going to warm up to minus 4 the next day, though. So there's
my. That.
Oh, man. Needless to say, I'll be inside most of the time.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I don't know why I did that. That was kind of dumb. Yeah, Lamont made me laugh with his tweet to you, too.
That was good.
Yeah, that was funny. 713-780-3776. If you want to text the show, if you want to come see us here for the next hour, watch the game here. The food's fantastic.
It really is.
If you like Cajun food at all, definitely worth trying. The daiquiris, I'm told, are fantastic. I've not had one. But
why the hell not?
Well, because last time we were here, I wasn't drinking at all. And today I'm still recovering from a really dumb weekend, which thank God for Thrive Plus, which all of my friends who were with me yesterday have texted me to tell me that. It was a rough morning. Okay, so we've talked a little bit about college football and didn't get into all the games, but if you had to pick four right now, I mean, I think we got three for sure. How do you think it's going to play out?
I think it's going to play out
Especially if Alabama wins, and then we're looking at Oklahoma or Ohio State probably.
I think Oklahoma's better than Ohio State. I'm not sure how much better they are, but that being said, I think Ohio State's going to have the best resume win, which is the thumping that they put on Michigan, which that may be what it boils down to. And I don't know. I'm torn because those that you've heard me all season long talking about how these two teams are frauds because they both can score whenever they want, but they don't play any defense. And it's just hard. They're almost like the same team in my head, so it's hard for me to choose one. I tend to think Oklahoma's better. I think the committee would probably lean with Ohio State.
Yeah, I think you're right. If history is to be any gauge of this, the Big Ten and the SEC always seem to get the benefit of the doubt, more so than other conferences. But, yeah, I do think because Oklahoma's so explosive, they could at least make things interesting in a playoff, maybe more so than Ohio State could. But, I'm kind of with you on that. I think what's going to happen, Alabama's going to win. You know, Clemson, I think they're in regardless. Notre Dame's in. So, basically, I think Texas is going to beat Oklahoma again. It wouldn't shock me at all. I think Ohio State's going to win, and that'll be your fourth. And you'll get Alabama, Ohio State in the first game. And Clemson, Notre Dame in the other, which is not bad either.
How many points does Alabama beat Ohio State by?
Oh, God.
If I set the number at 20, would you go over or under 20?
Ooh, I'd probably go over.
I think I would, too.
And I want to know what the game total is in that.
Oh, that's way over.
Yeah. Yeah, but and just some other minor things of interest. So, yeah, Texas gets a chance to play for the Big 12 title. And the UH blew its chance to go play a UCF team they might have been able to beat now that Mackenzie Milton's out. Fired the DC, which I've been saying since he hired him, was the guy failed at two places. Well, what was going to be different here?
You know what's funny is you mentioned Mackenzie Milton. I mean, if everything fell into place, this is the first time, like with Michigan losing, if for some reason Georgia, Oklahoma, and Ohio State all lost, you could make a decent argument for them.
Yeah.
If they were to win out.
Yeah. And
but I think even the guys who support those teams making it in the playoffs, they don't want this to happen right now because without Milton, they've got zero chance against a team like Alabama. I mean, it's they'd have a tough time keeping within 20 of Alabama fully healthy and good to go. But without him, I don't think they have a prayer. I felt bad for that kid. And what's funny is, I tweeted this out. This is the first time all year I've bet on Central Florida, and the quarterback, his leg falls off. I mean, it's like, give me a break.
Yeah, it's
luckily they still covered.
Yeah, they did. But it's going to be, you know, it's kind of a shame to see that happen to him, just like it was a shame that UH lost De'Aaron King, because I don't think they were going to beat Memphis, which also was one of my best bets, by the way, was Memphis -7. I don't think they were going to beat them with King, but because they were going to wind up giving up 60 points with that rat defense. But I think it would have been a lot closer. And it's a shame to see – and in their case, they weren't totally dependent on Ed Oliver on defense because the defense was pretty bad when he was in there.
Yeah.
But they were dependent on De'Aaron King, and that was a big loss. Man, I don't want to do this Dwight Howard story. I don't have anything to say that's going to be good. People keep asking about it. I can't.
He's not playing tonight because of a glute injury.
Really?
No, I'm being serious.
Okay.
I mean, you can speculate where that came from, but that's facts.
Jong.
Well.
Yeah.
What?
I got nothing.
A nagging glute.
Yeah.
Well. Yeah, don't know what to tell you.
Bill Lamont says, all those years pre-playoffs and realignment, Texas OU Big 12 championship should have been the norm. It should have been North and Texas a South.
Yeah.
Particular games like 20 years too late. Yeah, it would – in the way the Big 12 is set up, it's going to be really hard for us to have a Texas OU game that is going to get one of them in the playoffs on a regular basis in a championship game, just the way it's set up. So, because Texas has no chance.
Yeah.
And OU does, but it would be really cool if the winner of this had an opportunity to get in there regardless of who won.
Which, by the way, that's exactly why I won't be betting on this game. Besides the total, I already bet the total. I won't be betting. And I saw Texas plus 7, I think, something like that, which is it's a nice number.
Yeah,
but like we talked about in the Oklahoma West Virginia game, it's in the Big 12's best interest if Oklahoma wins this game.
Yeah,
if they don't win this game, the Big 12 has zero chance of having a representative in the playoffs. If Oklahoma wins, then you know they've got some chance. So
yeah, and somebody asks, is it fair to say Oklahoma's resume would be better than Ohio State if they avenge their only loss? To me, it's kind of hard because their best win will be Texas. They also have a loss to that team.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure how you judge that in terms of, you know, when you start comparing them to Ohio State, who really their schedule hasn't been that difficult either.
It hasn't been. But they do have an impressive win over Michigan, like we said. And, you know, I mean, I guess the Penn State win is good, but they have a bad loss. I mean, they lost at Purdue. And it was, I mean, they lost by 30 points or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, they got blown out of that game.
I mean, that was ugly. And I don't, they almost lost to Maryland. I think that's still fresh enough in people's memories that, you know, the people aren't just going to let that slide under the rug. They almost lost to Nebraska a couple weeks before then.
Although, that doesn't look as shameful.
No.
Because Nebraska's turned it around a little bit here the second half of the season.
Nebraska's going to win the Big Ten West next year. Write that down in your notebook.
Oh, wait. Let me get my notebook.
Yeah, get your notebook out. Write that down. They're going to win the Big Ten West. But that's – I don't know. I don't know what Ohio's – like how their resume holds up to Oklahoma's. But neither one of them – I mean, neither one of them played a team worth a damn out of conference. Both conferences are down this year. It's going to come down to – it's probably going to come down to which program is going to bring more eyes, more money to the table. And I honestly think they're about even. So I don't know.
I kind of think Ohio State probably brings a little more.
Maybe so.
Not much. I mean, it's close enough.
I think maybe the idea of Saban versus Urban Meyer is tempting for a committee. But I can also see the committee saying, is it really a good look if we reward Urban Meyer? And so I could see it both ways.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to matter. I think Texas is going to win the football game.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. I don't think the Big 12 is going to allow it.
Okay.
I don't think
we're going to test the Hoffman conspiracy theory this week.
Is targeting allowed for Oklahoma? Or do they have to play by the rules as everybody else?
No, theoretically they should play by the rules as everyone else. But
they'll be ejected if they lead with the crown of their helmet onto receivers.
Depends on how close the game is.
Okay, all right. Let's go to my man Aubrey Theodi from Dirt Free. Aubrey, how you doing, bud?
Hey guys, good afternoon. Sunshine and birds are singing. Weather's perfect for Dolan 281 Dirt Free. It is the holiday time of year, and remember, friends, it's not just Dirt Free carpet cleaning. It's Dirt-Free carpet and upholstery, but we do tile, grout, marble, stone, travertine. Think about your hard surfaces, your countertops, showers. Think about how tough the showers are. Don't you want a $100,000 machine doing that job for you? We got 30 of them. All you have to do is dial 281-DIRT-FREE. 281-DIRT-FRE will come out to your home, start in the very worst area of any of those services I'm mentioning. If you don't love what you see, you don't pay. Right now, why should you dial 281-DIRT-FREE or go to dirtfreecarpet.com? The specials around the holidays. You need services done. You need to have that home ready for the mother-in-law test, and you want to do it with no soaps, chemical residues, or tap water. Well, dial 281-DIRT-FREE. We've got the most unique system in the world. We built it, invented it, created it. We start in the worst spot. If you don't love it, you don't pay. Three rooms is only $100. We're going to give you a $100 free speed dry, but we'll have discounts on all the other services. Dial 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373. Go to dirtfreecarpet.com. Let us come out. Use that $100,000 machine to make your home look great for the holidays.
All right. That's Aubrey Theodi with Dirt Free. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you next week, Aubrey.
Okay, guys. Give us a shout.
The most most delicious app in the business and the easiest steak you can download.
Wait, I think I messed that up.
The most delicious steak in the business and the easiest sports radio app you can download.
Nice.
Yeah, right?
Saltgrass Steakhouse presents the ESPN 97.5 app. Download it today. This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow. Live from Buku Daiquiris and Cajun Eats on Richmond. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Happy Monday night, football night. A couple of questions from the text line, and then I'll move on to a gym of the day that I think you'll
like. I've got to address a tweet also.
Okay. Well, we'll do those things first. And would you call Jimbo's first year a success?
Can I call it a push? Like it's a well, it wasn't a failure, but it wasn't a success. No, he got a signature win.
They had a winning record in conference. You know, I thought they were a better football team than, and I think arrow pointing up on A&M, which I don't think was the case with Sumlin there. And, you know, realistically, they should have won one more game against Auburn, but they could have easily lost that game this week. And so I think their record wound up being right where it should have been.
Yeah. That's tough. I mean, obviously, you would have liked to see them win one of those two games that they had early on that were massive games. But they played well in both of them. I think they got the right guy. I think he'll get them there eventually. When I say get them there, I think he'll make them more relevant eventually. I don't know that he'll get them to where they want to, where Aggie fan wants him to be until Nick Saban retires.
Yeah, but I do think
once that happens, everything else opens up.
I do think they're in position to maybe become LSU, maybe be the second team in that side of things. See Bob Stoops.
Although LSU also has an arrow going up.
I think so.
Even with that loss, like I mean, Texas A&M was expected to beat LSU, you know, all season long because A&M had way higher expectations coming into the season than LSU did. LSU exceeded everything that was expected of them. Everybody's like, oh, it might be fifth in the division. And it turns out everything's okay there. They're going to be all right.
Texter says, AJ, I've never seen you, and I found out after the fact I shared a beer with you at Specs Saturday morning and didn't know it was you.
Well, there you go.
Damn good beer, apple brandy stout.
There you go.
Says, nice to have met you.
Yeah, you too.
So.
Random texture.
Random 409 texture. All right, and what's your tweet?
Oh, Drunk Bevo says, so if OU, Ohio State, Georgia, and Central Florida loses, then Texas has an argument for the 4 seed. 2 top 5 wins and a couple other top 20 and Big 12 champions. Would take chaos, and Texas would get obliterated in the CFB, but I'd say 5% chance in that scenario. I don't know if that's true. I don't know if a 3-loss Texas would get in over a 2-loss Michigan.
Yeah, because if you're going to talk about a 3-loss Texas, you're going to start talking about a 3-loss Washington. I mean, there's just other teams that are going to be. Yeah, I'd say 0% chance.
I don't think so.
I think 2-loss Michigan gets in.
I think that's the likely scenario.
Because frankly, 2 wins over Oklahoma, not nearly as impressive as beating 2 other. Like, if you had another top 10 team on your resume that you beat, that would be more impressive than just beating the same team twice.
And they also, I mean, Texas still has a bad loss on their resume.
Well, could argue a couple of bad losses. And I'm not so sure that Okie Light loss is.
No, that ain't good.
Yeah.
So. That ain't good.
All right. Let's do the Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The gem of the day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
All right. I've done this before where I don't have my headphones plugged in right. And so like, I'll be listening to music on my phone and it starts blasting really loud and you're embarrassed. And so you just turn it off, put your headphones in. Well, here's a guy in Florida who was in a library. He was in the children's section of the library.
Okay.
Failed to plug in his headphones properly.
Oh, boy. I already know where this is going.
And he was watching virtual reality porn in the library in the kids section.
Oh.
And so a witness said it was blaring. And Madison Alderman, a nanny, had taken the children in her care to the local library for a homework session. She said she heard the sound from the unidentified man's porn film as soon as she walked in with the children. She began filming the man on her mobile phone, and there's footage of him sitting down at the table in the children's section wearing a Miami Dolphins shirt.
Shocker.
Yeah, yeah.
Although, did you see those two Bills fans banging in the parking lot this weekend?
Again, that's like every week there.
Yeah, this weekend.
But, he was wearing a VR headset and headphones. Didn't plug him in right. And instead went out on loudspeaker. Oh. And the lady said everyone was laughing. The kids were really confused, and the older kid asked if it was a video of a girl being killed. Might be better.
Yeah, might be.
They added the librarian sanitized the entire table and chairs after he left.
Yeah, I would say so.
Yeah.
I saw a guy get in trouble at the library, the public library, once when I was a kid. Because he was, when I was, we're talking like 1996, not everybody had computers in their home that were connected to the internet. Most people did, but there were a lot of people who didn't. So people would go to the library to use the computers.
Yeah.
And there was a guy who was printing off porn, like pictures, like still pictures, yeah, still images. Which, I mean, trust me, I remember the struggle of having to masturbate to still images. That was me at one point. But
did you move them around a little bit?
But never black and white printed out on a printer. Like, that was never good enough for me. But yeah, this guy printed out like dozens of pages and was just like standing at the printer. And the librarian came over and he got like real protective of it. And I guess the jig was up on the guy, and he got like banned from the library for life. And there was always a cop at the library, and I think he got in like legit trouble.
To ask what was the Bob Stoops news? Well, just that there was a report that Auburn had reached out or was going to reach out to him. He's denied it vehemently. So
I mean, if Bob Stoops wanted to still coach, wouldn't he just still be at Oklahoma, or wouldn't he have taken an NFL job that he's been offered many times?
I would think. I mean, I don't know if he just got tired of being there. That happens, but I haven't heard any indication he wants to coach again.
I think if he does, he should wait till Lincoln Riley leaves for the NFL and then take the Oklahoma job again.
Yeah, I think it'll be interesting to see what happens with Lincoln Riley, and I'd like to see a coach like that get a chance again in the NFL, just to see if it would work. Because I think you got to go back to Spurrier's the last time that they brought in somebody like that.
I think so.
So,
I mean, it's not a great track record.
No,
Saban didn't do great there. Spurrier didn't do great there.
Saban was a different kind of coach, so at least he had some NFL background.
Yeah.
He wasn't out there running a gimmick offense, which is what Spurrier was doing. Yeah. And I just remember when.
But is that a gimmick offense in the NFL anymore, what Lincoln Riley's doing?
Yeah, it still is. I think you can use some of it. It's not all going to work because, it's such a 1-2 read offense that.
But that's exactly what Sean McVay's offense is.
Yeah, although he's still, I think in their case, he still expands it a little bit. But we'll see. All right. We're going to take a very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Never go back to the AM dial.
Your home for sports is only on FM.
With ESPN 97.5
and SportsMap 94.1.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Buku Daiquiris and Cajun Eats on Richmond. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Bauer and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. Some semi-breaking news. Leonard Fournette suspended one game for his role in the fight with the Bills.
Ooh.
So, not that it matters to the Jaguars season, but it does to your fantasy team. And also rumors that Khalil Tate may transfer from Arizona. Shocker, right, that Kevin Sumlin would chase off another quarterback?
He's good at it.
Yeah. So
I don't know. I don't know if Khalil Tate's an NFL quarterback, so I don't know if he's wasting his time or what.
Well, I think he could be in an offense that better suits what he does.
Agreed.
and I don't think Sumlin used him very well this year.
Oh, no. He got better. I think he was unhealthy for a lot of the season.
Yeah.
It got better late in the season, but that's a bad loss to end the season on, and yeah, not it ain't good.
No. But
what's he, a junior?
Yeah, I think he's going to – he'd still have 2 years left.
Okay.
So final thoughts about tonight's game?
I think it's a close game. I think it's points are at a premium, as usual, with Titans games. I don't know which side to take. I think it's a field goal game one way or the other. Whoever has the ball last and kicks a field goal or doesn't miss a field goal.
Yeah, I think I don't know. I think we might see a little more scoring in this one than we did the first one. And, you know, the Titans
were over 43, is that the number?
Yeah, but I don't know. I mean, you could have more scoring than you had in the last one and not go over.
Not go over, yeah.
But I do think I don't think the Titans are going to be able to steal points the way they did in that first game with the fake punt and those things that work for them. So I just think it comes down to
if the Titans also are healthier now than they were then.
But you know, theoretically, so is Deshaun Watson. And if non-turnover Watson shows up tonight, I like their chances.
Okay.
But
yeah, I wouldn't bet against them right now, but I don't want
to. It's just hard to, and yeah, I don't know. I want to buy into them. I still feel like they're just a pretty good team that's taking advantage of
a bad schedule.
Yeah,
and that's kind of my problem with them is I look at their schedule and they can literally run the table, go 13-3. And I don't know that I'd pick them to win a playoff game.
I think it just depends on who they wind up matching up with. So if they go 13-3, they might actually have the 2 seed.
Okay, let's say they do. And then they play the Patriots in the second round.
Yeah, I wouldn't pick them against the Patriots or the Steelers right now, although I think they'd have a fighting chance.
Because, I mean, that game would be at home.
Yeah.
But they lost to the Giants at home. You think they're not going to lose to the Patriots?
Yeah, I'll give them credit for being better now than they were then. I mean, they have gotten better, especially.
I think they're the same team. I think the Giants game was just an unlucky one, and they've had some lucky ones go their way.
I think they've been better defensively since then. That was a stretch where they were coming off that.
But again, what good quarterbacks have they played to make them better defensively? I mean, I think inherently you go through the Texans schedule. Even by accident, you've got to be better defensively because you're playing trash can quarterbacks every week.
But they weren't the first time they played these guys, and that was Blaine Gabbert.
Yeah.
And they had a crap game there. Eli Manning is not a good quarterback anymore.
Well, but that's the thing.
And they had a crap game there. So
I don't think they lost to the Titans because of their defense. They lost to the Titans.
Well, the defense basically allowed them to march down the field twice in the fourth quarter with Blaine Gabbert quarterback to beat them.
Yeah.
And they've played better since then.
I stand by what I said earlier, I guess it was last week, that the Texans have played two good quarterbacks this year. They lost one to Tom Brady, and they beat Andrew Luck. And they beat Andrew Luck because they put up 37 points. It wasn't because of their defense stopping Andrew Luck.
No, they were the Texans defense wasn't good in that game.
Yeah, I think that they have had an incredibly fortunate run of quarterbacks that they've run into. I mean, especially when you think about Colt McCoy last week, Case Keenum the week before, Brock Osweiler, Blake Bortles, Nathan Peterman. I mean, that's a murderer's row of crap.
Yeah.
And, I mean, tonight's not.
But it wasn't.
Mariota's better than those guys. Not much better, though. I mean, they should be able to handle him tonight, I would think.
But to be fair, I mean, Nathan Peterman was late in the game. I mean, Allen was there for most of that game, and then Peterman came in and just gave it away, basically. But
I don't think Josh Allen was in there for most of the game.
I think he was.
I don't think because
they were losing that game until Peterman came in and threw the two picks. Yeah, they were going to lose that football game.
Yeah, I guess he was. He went out in the second half.
Yeah,
or in the third quarter.
So not that I'm saying he's any good, but it wasn't a full game of Nathan Peterman when they won that. Because if it had been, that game wouldn't have been close.
Well, I mean, but if I replace Josh Allen's name with Nathan Peterman, does that make you feel any better about the quarterbacks that they've played?
No, but I mean, just for the sake of accuracy,
okay.
Though. I mean,
that's fair.
I think.
But the reality is, this week is another quarterback that I would put in the bottom half of quarterbacks in the league. That, I mean,
the defense should be able to handle this guy. They should be able to slow things down enough that their offense can pull out a win. I think the only game they have left against a guy that I think is a top 10 quarterback is the Colts game. Sorry, Carson Wentz.
Yeah, I don't think Wentz is there this year.
You're off that top 10 bus. You can, yeah. I mean, not that he can't ever get his way back on, but he's off of it right now.
But this year, yeah, he hasn't been a top 10 quarterback.
I mean, the remaining quarterbacks, Marcus Mariota, which I'm going to put in as below average, Baker Mayfield, which I might give him average. I mean, I think he's got an up arrow next to him, but he's no great shakes. Andrew Luck's obviously having an incredible season. Whoever the Jets throw out there at you is going to be well below average. Carson Wentz, I would say, is about average this year. And Jacksonville, Blake Bortles, or whoever it's going to be,
Cody Kessler probably.
Well below average.
Although, you know, Kessler, he could easily get hurt and you're back to Bortles.
That's true.
So it'll be real interesting to see what happens in Jacksonville with that team, because last year they were so close and he played very well in the playoffs and they thought he was their guy. I said all along, if I were them, I would have been in on Alex Smith.
Yeah.
Alex Smith would have been a perfect guy for that offense or for that team, because he just doesn't make mistakes. Of course, now he's broken. But, yeah, there's a lot of stuff going around here about Gus Malzahn now might be out, and that they've – and says, to the point that a replacement has been identified and initial meetings held to gauge interests. Which gets back to the Stoops thing.
Yeah, Gus Malzahn's a guy who he'll end up getting another job, though. I mean,
yeah, that's
the good thing about failing at a place like Auburn is, okay, and his failure, I would say, is relative, because, I mean,
they did get to a championship game.
Yeah, they won the SEC West last year. That's hard to count as a failure.
They took a step back this year, but again, you're not Alabama, and I know Auburn fan doesn't want to hear that, and I think if you can win the SEC West once every couple of years, you've done something.
Yeah, this is that's the standard at Auburn, apparently. It'll be a mistake if they fire Gus Malzahn. He's now been there for 6 years. His record, 52-27 in those 6 years.
Okay.
One SEC championship appearance last year, or two SEC championship appearances, because the year they went to the national championship game, they obviously won the SEC West. So, they won the SEC that year, the SEC overall. I think that would be foolish if they fire that guy, going off of a 7-5 season. He's never had a losing season there. Auburn needs to realize that Auburn football is not going to win 11 games every year. That's not what Auburn football is meant to be.
Right.
So I think they'd be making a bonehead choice there if they move on from him.
Yeah, I mean, I get you're impatient, and you know, a lot of times, especially when they're all kind of trying to chase Nick Saban, and guess what? That's a tough
hill to climb.
As long as he's there, and you know, now I don't know. I think the guy's pretty good.
Yeah.
I don't think I would do that if I were them, but you know, it also just shows how impatient people are.
Yep.
All right, 713-780-3776 if you want to text the show. Oh, we only got one segment left.
That's it.
Jeez. That went by quick. A lot quicker than I was expecting when I got up this morning, that's for sure. All right. Very quick break. Don't go anywhere. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1.
Hey, guys. One of the hard parts of our job is finding something interesting to talk about to you guys. We have to do it every day, right? It could be Game of Thrones. Obviously, today's pretty easy because there was so much to talk about. But one thing that I want to talk about now is car insurance. And I know nobody wants to talk about that, but I want to talk about car insurance because of this new app that's doing crazy stuff all over town. Have you seen Go Insurance's crazy cat billboards, or the one with an elephant being shot out of a cannon? Okay, that's Go Insurance, and hopefully they've got your attention. It's the first on-demand car insurance app exclusively on the iPhone. It's crazy fast. Just download the app, scan your license, and get a quote in 60 seconds. Smart technology that makes your life easier. Everything's managed through the app. No more paperwork or waiting on hold. note so long to all the hassles. You're totally in control. Update your policy, add drivers, file a claim, all in the app. You can go out and cut out a lot of fees that you see other places and give you your money back. Finally, a car insurance that gets it and speaks your language. No more insurance jargon that, frankly, no one understands. Go make your insurance faster, easier, and possibly even cheaper than what you pay now. They've been the number one auto insurance app in the App Store for 1,500-plus days running. Check out what we're talking about. Go to the App Store now and download Go Car Insurance. That's G-O Car Insurance. Open the app, get a quote, and see if you can start saving today.
This is a RentersWarehouse.com roadshow, live from Buku Daiquiris and Cajun Eats on Richmond. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. And did you guys heard that we're giving away a fantastic December Houstonian staycation? All you have to do is listen to win. The bench will announce a secret word each morning, and keep listening for John and Raheel Waddell to give the cue to call in. You'll win a qualifying prize. You'll get 10 entries into the grand prize drawing for the Houston staycation. Can't get through the call line? Get one entry by logging on to ESPN975.com and filling out a register to win form online. We'll qualify winners through November 30th, and the bench will announce a winner on Monday, December 3rd. Good luck. All right. Real quickly, looks like both guards are healthy for the Texans. Looks like Zach Cunningham and Aaron Colvin are both expected to play as well. So, relatively full group for Houston.
Okay.
Okay, let's do a dumbass report.
Let's start with a schoolboy who said he was 15 but was accused by classmates of being a 30-year-old man. Is actually a 30-year-old man, and investigations revealed. The pupil was alleged to be an asylum seeker from the Middle East, now faces being deported after an official report assessed him as being over 18 years of age. An investigation was launched when a pupil posted a picture of their new classmate in uniform in a classroom on Snapchat with a message saying, "How's there a 30-year-old man in our math class?" Parents were shocked. This is the guy.
Oh, God.
He had shaved his mustache, but that's what he looks like without a mustache.
He's not like a
high school kid.
Not even close.
And he decided to, he spent 6 weeks as an 11th grader in Suffolk, UK. The home office has refused to reveal the newly assessed age of the man, but he looks like 30.
Yeah.
I mean, at least 30. Let's go with, here's a good one. A pastor at Living Hope Church in Vancouver, Washington. This is an odd story. What's one of the things we know about Washington? One of our favorite things about Washington.
Legal weed.
Legal weed. He's been this John Bishop, who was a pastor of a church, has been sentenced to 5 years for drug smuggling. And you might be saying, "Oh, that must be awful. He must be smuggling heroin or cocaine." Nope. Mexican dirt weed. Many trips across the border running marijuana. And he'd contemplated transporting heroin, but hadn't done it yet. But how do you smuggle weed into Washington when they've got weed there legally? That's a long drive to Mexico to go get something you can get, like, next door. Very odd.
Yeah, it is.
It's like me saying, I need really bad to see an overrated football team tonight. I'm going to drive to Dallas. No, I got one right here. It's unnecessary. It's unnecessary. This is a sad story, and this hits close to home, Fred. A Florida woman battered her boyfriend after he said no and went back to bed after she grabbed his genitals wanting to have sex on Thanksgiving night. 31-year-old Rebecca Lynn Phelps was arrested for domestic battery following a confrontation in the Tampa area home she shares with the victim and their child. Her arrest was the second time in 14 months that she was busted for allegedly battering a man who did not want to have sex with her.
That's it. This sounds like a very familiar story.
I think it might be the same one. Phelps entered their bedroom seeking to have sex. She groped her partner's private parts. He said no, rolled over, went back to sleep. She subsequently returned to the bedroom and started tapping the man's leg. He pretended to be asleep to ignore the defendant, who is intoxicated. She then allegedly scratched the victim on his left eye, causing it to swell and turn black and blue. Phelps, who told cops she did not touch the victim, was arrested on a misdemeanor battery charge and released from jail after posting a $100 bond. But she's not allowed to have any contact with the victim, sexual or otherwise. So, Phelps screamed at the victim. In September 2017, she was arrested after allegedly getting mad at a man because he did not want to have relations with her. He screamed at the victim and smacked him so hard on the right side of his face it left redness. She also allegedly scratched the man's arm, causing it to bleed. Jeez. Prosecutors subsequently denied to pursue the case against Phelps back in 2017. It's unclear whether the victim this time is the same guy or some other guy. But, yeah, she's still out there.
Yeah.
Not taking rejection well.
Yeah. Don't say no to her.
No. And that is Dumbass Report for this week.
All right. Okay, so tomorrow we'll have a Texans game to talk about. I want to thank Buku for having us out here again.
Oh, yes.
Food was fantastic. Great service.
Can't recommend the food here enough.
Yeah,
outstanding.
They really have a nice setup here, and it's definitely worth checking out if you're in the area. Richmond and Chimney Rock, which a lot of people are in this area.
Yeah.
There's a lot down here. Thursday, we're going to be at Bombshells on 290. Is that correct?
Yes.
And Friday, back in Beaumont. So, and this is the last of the Beaumont trips.
This is it.
So,
well, I mean, forever or just for this year?
Oh, it's forever.
Forever?
Yeah.
Well, okay. Beaumont?
Just for this year.
Forever.
Just for this year, but I don't know whether or not.
You never know.
I don't know if we're going to be doing it next year. So, you guys come out and say goodbye.
That's right.
For the last time ever.
Ever.
All right. So, also, make sure you check out Sports Map tonight after the game. We'll have four stories posted, hopefully, within 15 minutes. That's my goal.
That's right.
15 minutes can get you free content on Sports Map.
I'll be working on my college basketball story for Sports Map tomorrow, too.
Cool. So, yeah, I'll have a column. Jermaine will have his Good, Bad, and Ugly. Brian O'Donnell does the gamer. And Cody Stutes will have the player of the game. So, Cody's also working on the Jesus Just Left Chicago audiobook. We hope to have it ready to go here before Christmas.
Nice.
So he's putting that together, doing a great job.
He helped me record an audiobook.
He did. He's a really useful guy. I'm glad to have him working with us. He does a lot of good things. All right. That is going to wrap it up. I want to thank Ninja. No screw-ups. John, great job. AJ, great job. You know what?
You did all right.
I did all right today.
This was good for a road show.
Yeah.
You did great.
I wouldn't have given you a dime for me to do well today. So, all right, enjoy the game. We will talk to you guys tomorrow and break the whole thing down. Till then, stay sporty, bitches.
You ready?
From the first down to the first bite, ESPN 97.5 and Saltgrass Steakhouse present the official ESPN Houston app.
Now this is top notch.
Download today.